Dragons here on KFM Mornings. It is 20 after 7. And welcome for the first time that I'm speaking to this man. He's just the best ENT in the world. It's Dr. James Luke. How's it, Doc?
Well, I don't quite know about that, but yes, I am James Luke. Hi.
Just go with it, Dr. Luke. Just go with it. You're the best.
There we go.
You're the best in the world.
Well, thank you very much. But I think Bidvest KFM is the best in the world and the Here for Life Trust.
All right. Well, look, what a great trust this is. Just for context, this was a trust that we started about 10 years ago, 14 years ago, in fact. It's been longer than that. And it came out of a Christmas wish that we did. And after the Christmas wish, we sat and we were going, there is such a need here. It was a kid that needed a cochlear implant. So we started this trust, and all my CDs, you know the CDs that you buy in the stores at the end of every year?
From the bargain bin.
Doc, help me out, please. I'm getting trolled here. But all those, the proceeds from all those CDs goes towards funding these operations. And Doc, an operation, I remember when we started this thing, an operation was looking at all in about 400,000 rand, right? If you were to just go and do it yourself.
Yes, the device itself costs just under 300,000 rand. But of course, there are other attendant costs that come with it. The cost for hospitalization, for the anesthetic, for the time in theater, and the various components. So if you had to go and do this on your own, it would be well over 400,000 rand now, maybe half a million rand, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's unaffordable for the average person.
100%. So firstly, just thank you to everybody who's gone out and bought the CD, because this is where your money has gone. And today, two operations, Doc?
Yes, that's right. Two wonderful little children who've been unfortunate enough to be stricken with deafness. Beautiful little children who lost their hearing. Interestingly enough, both are as a result of meningitis. The children are Anotando and Apelele. Anotando is just over 7 years of age, and she got meningitis and lost her hearing. And Apelele is only 11 months of age, just over a year, just around about a year, and he lost his hearing at the age of about 6 months when he had a viral meningitis. So these are the two children who are going to be fortunate enough to be helped to get cochlear implantation by Bidvest and the Here for Life Trust.
So Anotando, when did she go deaf? How long ago?
Well, quite recently, she got a bacterial meningitis. She's had quite a rough road. She was just in 6 and a half when she got a bacterial meningitis. And her situation is, in fact, quite critical and quite urgent, because she got, with a bacterial meningitis, the problem is that the cochlea can ossify and make it impossible to do a cochlear implantation. So there's been quite an urgency, and she's been sort of fast-tracked.
So sorry, Doc, we're all just pretending we know what ossify means.
So ossify means become bony. So the reason why we can do a cochlear implant is because there's a little water-filled, a fluid-filled passage in your cochlea into which we can introduce the electrode of the cochlear implant. And when you get a bacterial meningitis, then the bone around that fluid-filled passageway, like a little shell, like a little snail shell, that becomes bony.
Okay, it calcifies.
So the bone becomes inflamed and becomes stimulated to grow closed. And her one ear is completely bony closed, and the other ear is starting to show those signs. We're actually a little bit worried so you must hold thumbs for me today that I can get the electrode well into that cochlea. You're going to have to do it in a special way to get the electrode in. So it's quite urgent to get this done before, in the event that this side might also close up with burn.
Mm-hmm. We'll definitely be holding thumbs and toes for you today, Doctor. I just have a question. How do you prepare the young patients for the surgery? I mean, being able to hear, then going deaf, and then having this operation, and hopefully being able to hear again. What do you tell the little kids?
Well, sometimes you just can't. I mean, Anotando, one can, because she's seven, one can do some explaining. Mm-hmm. And obviously her mom and dad are in on the whole thing, and they assist in explaining and repeating. But Apelele, you know, being he's in fact prelingual, he can't speak. He's not had the time to learn to speak yet, so you can't. You have to, you work with the parents and you explain to the parents.
Well, listen, Doc, thank you for all your hard work, and we've got to say, Doctor, yeah, they do this for nothing, hey? They do this for nothing. It's all part of the trust. Thank you to Bidvest. Thank you to Tigerberg Hospital. They literally strip all the costs out.
And this is just the beginning of the process. There's a team, you know, after everything happens with the therapy and
post-op,
process, it takes a village.
Yeah. So Doc, thank you very much. And also to the audiologists, Carl Dutoy, everybody involved with this. And again, thank you to you for buying the CD, because that's where this money's gone. Doc, no doubt we'll catch up down the line to find out how these ops went today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us on the program. And thank you very much to Bidvest, KFM, Here for Life Trust, and as you say, all the professional people involved in making this possible for the children.
A wonderful. Thank you. Dr. James Luke.